I am Ken Geese, pastor of Valley Alliance Church in Nellaston, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day. Today's message will be one of the more difficult I have to give. You see, about 4 decades ago, when I was in high school, I was asked to speak to another young man in my high school who had a great deal of respect for me. But I was intimidated by him because he was in the high schoolers' who's who as a certified genius, and I didn't think that I had anything to offer this man. So I was asked to go speak to him, and I did not go speak to him. 4 days later, he committed suicide. That has hung with me for 4 decades. In Ezekiel 33, verse 7, we read, "Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. So hear the word I speak, and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, 'O wicked man, you will surely die,' and you do not speak out to dissuade him from his ways, that wicked man will die for his sin, and I will hold you accountable for his blood. But if you do warn the wicked man to turn from his ways, and he does not do so, he will die for his sin, but you will be saved yourself." And in Matthew chapter 28, verse 16, the Great Commission, "Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.'" These two passages speak to the urgency for us to do the work of the Lord. Jesus proclaimed that he had all authority in heaven and earth. Therefore, what he says goes. As a matter of fact, when we talk about Jesus being our Lord, one of the meanings of the word Lord is supreme controller. And so for us to choose to take God's words as optional, we're completely missing the point. And as we see from what it said in Ezekiel, that if we do not do what we're commanded to do, and we do not warn someone of their need to change, then their blood is on our hands. In effect, we become murderers. This is not to say that we can't experience grace in times of failures, because I know I'm carried by God's grace in spite of my failure at that point. And I would say that in my early Christian experience, that would have been one of the highlights of my failures. But as I move forward, I know there have been times when I have done the work of God and done it reasonably well. Today, I want to encourage you to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And if he is nudging you to speak a word of life to somebody, that you would speak that word of life to somebody and save your own soul and possibly see another soul saved as well. I am Ken Geese, pastor of Valley Alliance Church in Nellaston, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day.